Extract 6. Living in London.
Oh, it was the most unfriendly, unpleasant place you could wish to know.
Well, it sounds a bit like where we're living in a way. Not like that entirely, but what surprised me was when I came down to you, I thought, well, you remember what Sheena said about the trees and etc. I thought my last sight of the country, you know, as I came back to London. And then I discovered how lovely Maida Vale is. I can see trees from my window. And walking to Sainsbury's is lovely because there's some flats and there's lots of lawn and trees and some lovely old houses on the other side of the road. And it really, in the autumn, I mean, the leaves and everything, it looks really lovely. And it's a very wide road too. There are wide roads everywhere there. It's not like where we lived in London before. It was dirtier and smokier. I mean, it's very dirty in Maida Vale. I noticed that. I mean, just from the point of view of curtains and looking at the dirt that comes onto the windows. And although my window opens onto a side road, the dirt is tremendous and my hair seems to need washing twice as often and everything seems to get dirtier. But it's just rather nice in the sense that where the Mews is, on the way up to Kilburn, you've got, well, it's more of a cheaper, it's not a select shopping centre by any means, and there are lots of council houses and flats. And I mean, I think it's fantastic because you can go up there and they're very nice looking flats and everything. It's been fairly well designed. You can go up there and shop reasonably. But at the same time, just where we're living, there's a sort of sprinkling of little delicatessen and extravagant and extraordinarily expensive shops, you see, and very expensive cleaners, etc. I've been doing little surveys of the area and looking, you know, and you can find things equally good in other shops, and sort of the service is equally good, but you can just pay twice as much according to where you go. And then in the other direction, up to St John's Wood, it's sort of just the one road that runs by the side of our house leads straight down to the, well, right into the heart of Little Venice, which is beautiful. I hadn't realised how absolutely
lovely. Little Venice where the canal ends?
Yes. So the canal runs at the end of our road. It's about, well, a leisurely walk in 10 minutes. You're down along by the canal. And that, of course, is the nicest part. There's the lovely houses, but it's the trees. You can stand on the bridge and look along, and the trees at the moment, oh, it's beautiful, all gold in the water and everything. I mean, one gets quite poetic about it, but on a Sunday, when Sundays in London, if we're working or cooking or things like that, it can get fearfully dull. And to go out for a walk there, it's just beautiful. So what is nice, though, is that we're in a nice cosmopolitan little area. I mean, there isn't the snobbery of exactly, you know, east and west or going a dividing line or anything like that. But you've got all these lovely houses, etc., etc. I'm glad that you've got these other sort of funny little places and funny little shops and, you know, old London.